With me are Kieran Cuff of the Green Party, Kieran O'Donnell of Fine Gael, Harry Magee of the Irish Times and Ian Keogh of the Sunday Business Post. Now, do you remember the electronic voting machines? Apparently there are 7,491 of them, and last year it cost about €200,000 to store them. But the Minister for the Environment, John Gormley, has said it's inconceivable that they will ever be used. On the line is Colm McCarrick of the campaign group Irish Citizens for Trustworthy E-Voting. Colm, it is looking like these machines are never going to see the light of day again. What's your reaction?
I think we'd welcome that. I think it's been inevitable, really, since the first report of the Commission on Electronic Voting 5 years ago next month. Really nothing's changed in those 5 years, and it's been inevitable that entire time. So I think the time has finally come to...
This is long threatening comes at last.
Exactly, yeah. In the meantime, it's been abandoned officially in both Germany and Netherlands, who are using more or less identical machines, and I think it's time for ourselves to do the same.
I know that different people have different reasons for being uneasy about electronic voting. What were your own reasons?
Our main fundamental reason was the lack of a voter verified audit trail, which essentially means that the record in the machines of the votes couldn't be verified by voters. And that turned out to be quite important, because even in the trials that were run originally in 2002, it turns out that the original tallies from the trials weren't actually correct. There were human records of how many votes were cast, and the computer records didn't add up. So those kind of problems tend to emerge over time. When the commission investigated the problems even further, they actually found counting errors in the software, which again would have been correctable and would have been findable with a voter-verified audit trail.
If there had been one.
Exactly. So that was our key requirement.
All right. So you wouldn't oppose all forms of electronic voting, just the particular system that we were about to introduce?
Exactly. Yeah. There are some limited benefits to be gained, particularly for the disabled and the people with sight difficulties. But the proposed system didn't have any of those benefits at all. In fact, disabilities groups weren't even consulted until after the system had been purchased, which was a big problem. One of the other main benefits is that the complexity of Irish election law could be simplified. There are some kind of random effects that happen in the way surpluses are distributed in the Irish electoral system.
This is it, and that was, I think, one of the big arguments used at the time by the people who wanted them introduced.
However, even more bizarrely, the 2002 Electoral Act actually enshrined the original random implementation in the software.
So
the
software
actually implemented all of those errors again. Which was very, very hard to believe at the time.
Colm, is there any use for these machines? Would anybody else want them now?
I think they're useful from an academic point of view. They're worthy of
7,491 of them.
Not really, no. in the Netherlands, where when the system was abandoned, some groups there bought a small number of machines. I was involved in getting three of them, and we did some experimentation and we did some academic research. But beyond that, they really have no purpose. They're not really fit for use.
It sounds as though you wouldn't mind getting your hands on one of these machines.
Absolutely, we'd love to. We actually ported a chess program to run on the machines in the Netherlands, and I'd love to give that a try here on the Irish.
All right,
machines.
So they do have some uses.
Yeah, it's actually possible to play chess against a Dutch version of the electronic voting machine.
Maybe get the Dutch and the Irish versions to play chess against each other.
No, there's a thought. Listen, Colm, many thanks for taking our call this evening. I know we've been making light of it a little bit there, Harry Magee, but we shouldn't be, really. We're talking here about an extraordinary and appalling waste of money.
Well, you're talking about the storage cost, which is €700,000 per annum. The actual cost of bringing the project to where it is now has been €52 million. The series of reports that have been commissioned by the Minister for the Environment showed that it would cost €28 million to actually get the system up and running. And then there are contiguous problems in relation to public confidence in the system, which seems to have tanked out. To be absolutely zero public confidence in the system. And then there are problems, as Colm was referring to there, to the system in the Netherlands.
Which has also been abandoned.
Yeah, there's also been a constitutional case which has been successful that's been taken in Germany, which John Gormley said, to quote, he said, it's put the kibosh on the system over there. So I think, just from a logical point of view, I think it's gone. I think if you look at the project, it's one of those follies, you know, the 19th century follies that aristocrats used to build in the grounds of their domain. There's one of them outside between Ennis and Limerick.
Maze. Hmm? one.
Yeah, there's one between Ennis and near Dromoland Castle on the main road.
Oh, I know it well. They used to do the Dromoland point-to-point around it years ago.
You know these monuments that were built, and they had no function except that they were pretty and they were expensive. And this was one of the great follies of this era when we had lots of money, as was the Bertie Bowl and a couple of other things as well. And I think we should just shut down the 7,900 and whatever machines and just consign them to history.
Kieran Cuff, is it time that John Gormley did the brave thing and announced officially that these machines are going to be scrapped?
I think it is. I'd love to have a Boston Tea Party and throw them overboard into the Liffey
or
somewhere.
There's no hope of doing the green thing and recycling them.
Well, they would, yes. The WEEE directive in Brussels would ensure that they are recycled. But I sat through turgid sessions of the Environment Committee 5 years ago when we discussed this, and from the very start, that key phrase, voter verifiable audit trail, came up, and it was clear as day. And yet there were those who pushed it ahead. I think really the lesson for me from all of this...
Well, the people who pushed it ahead are the people who are now your colleagues in government.
Well, I think this government has done...
Two senior ministers who were still there, Noel Dempsey and Martin Cullen.
The current government has done many things differently to its predecessors, and I think the influence of the Green Party on government is important. On the more...
Seriously, could you have confidence in men who introduced these schemes? Should they be government ministers?
I wouldn't judge people by their worst mistake. I think as a general rule of how you judge your peers, I wouldn't judge them by their worst mistake. But on a more I think it's a huge waste of money, and I think it's crazy what has happened in the history of this. On a more general level, I think the big decisions for Ireland should be made very carefully. And I think we went through, in the middle of the boom, we went through immense cultural, economic and social changes almost overnight. And those who questioned the wisdom of completely changing direction from what we had been doing for 100 years were seen as opposing progress. And I think it's a huge credit, particularly to the academics and the people who worked long and hard to expose the folly of this.
People like Colm and his colleagues.
Colm and Margaret, I'm trying to remember some of the names. Mm-hmm. They have done great work and they really forensically went through the difficulties that could arise. And I think it's always crucial that people question what you're doing and look carefully at the big decisions.
Kieran O'Donnell, what should be done with these machines now?
Oh, well, I think basically they should be put decommissioned. I think I would like to see if they could get some value for them. 50 million that was wasted.
Are you aware of any country that might like to buy them?
No, but I think the government should be looking for some country. They must have some use, right? They are electronic machines. Be it that what I can't understand
John
is
John Chastel maybe.
I suppose coming back to the serious point really here, I cannot understand. These were ill-conceived day one, right? They certainly weren't. They weren't capable of doing the job in terms of the security and being verifiable from another trade viewpoint that we were supposed to do. Furthermore, I think you only bring in something if it's better than the system that's already there. It's like in across all service in terms of reconfigurating the health service and others. The system we have at the moment, which is the stroke on the page, on the ballot paper, the Irish public feel confident in it. And for all its faults and failings, it's the best we have.
But Bertie Ahern said that we were a laughingstock in Europe using the old pencil and paper.
We are now even further laughingstock when we have 50 million wasted on e-voting machines stored in places all around the country. I don't even know how long they're even tied in for contracts in terms of them being rented going forward. This was a botched job from day one. They need to be put out of commission, but the government need to get some value for these machines.
Ian.
Yeah, I think the thing, the legacy of these machines is going to be the death knell of electronic voting, because even if they could come up with a machine that worked and allayed all the fears that most people have, I think just the idea of electronic voting doesn't work in Ireland anymore. Even if we could come up with the most grandiose system, you know, people just look at it and say, no, we're not buying it at all.
It never really appealed to people at the time, though, did it? I mean, I know journalists went on about not liking it and, you know, maybe we had a vested interest because you kind of get days of fun and games if you're covering counts or whatever. But there never seemed to be a big public appetite for these things.
Well, I think there's something tangible about walking into a polling station and ticking your name and then being able to watch and see that vote process its way through the system and actually having an input into it.
It's as opposed
opposed to going in and playing a lottery machine.
One of the worst things about the e-voting system was that it didn't allow people to spoil their votes. And I think that in a democratic society, one should be allowed, if one wants to spoil one's vote, that is exercising your democratic franchise. And the actual machines didn't allow you to do that.
But just going back again briefly, Harry, before we leave this subject, to the question of the waste of money, the serious question. When you hear every day in the news now about, you know, small amounts of savings being made here and attempts to make small amounts of savings there, when you look back on this and the 50 million plus spent on it, as you were saying, it really is extraordinary.
It is, but I mean, you can, that's one of dozens of projects where I mean, you could, when you accumulate them all together, we're talking about billions of euro that were wasted during the good years. You know, the argument that has been made, and made quite forcibly and perhaps successfully by the opposition, is that the government have, to a lesser or larger extent, they have squandered the boom, especially after 2002. And it's only now that they're coming to apply corrective measures.
Rachel,
but it's too late.
Listen, there's a whole other programme in that.
Rachel, think of what we could do with 50 million today.
Just to bring you some of our listeners' comments in that regard. Mary says, how many million euro already spent on minding these e-voting machines? Gosh, just imagine for a minute how that money could benefit our children with special educational needs, whose paltry grants have actually been abolished. Funny, sad old country, this, Declan, for kidney for Taoiseach, I say. And another Mary says, is there any way that those crazy e-voting machines could be modified in order that they be used in our primary schools? And on the question of Jerry McCaughey, Mike Savage says, this was legal, so it was not wrong. It looks like making a legal profit is a sin in Ireland now. He should not have had to step down from his appointment. And also some defence of Michael Fingleton. A listener says, I think that man who got his 1 million bonus did nothing wrong. It is the government that did not do due diligence on existing contracts. They're at fault and should be the ones answerable. We'll be back with a first look at tomorrow's papers after this break.
RTE Radio 1.
With exceptional skills and the most advanced equipment, it is possible to achieve more in a shorter time frame. Introducing BMW Fast Lane Service. Your car serviced by BMW